you're happy with it, it's fine, you know, that's fine.
Okay, good.
Do you have another sheet set of mindfulness?
I left it it's not on the, maybe it got used up, I don't know.
No, there is on the shelf.
There is or there isn't?
There is.
Oh, okay, sure. Good. That's it, yeah. Yeah, I gave it out last week, but now we want to...
Yeah, I missed it.
This is a complicated sugya of ksav al gabi ksav. And the more I get into it, the more I realize that it needs a tremendous amount of time and research, but I don't want to drop it in the middle because we got to a certain point, mostly based on the Divrei Yechezkel, which I want to summarize again, and see if we can make some further progress with it. Take it to the next level. So let's go over briefly what we have until now. Jeff, you weren't here last time, were you?
No, I was.
Oh, you are here. Okay. Oh, okay. So you'll try to tune in now with the Marmakomos, which you should have two sides of the page. And we start with a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, and then we continue with a machlokas between the Ran and the Rashba. So if you want, you could, you know, if you're making a flowchart here or an outline, so Roman numeral number one would be the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. And it's interesting because that machlokas is not here in Masechet Shabbos, but rather it's in Masechet Gittin. And we know this from the Magid Mishnah. So if we start from the beginning, the Mishnah tells us here at the end of Perek HaBona on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis that Ksav al Gabi Ksav Potter. And the impression you get when you read the Mishnah is that if the letters are already written and now you're just overwriting, in all cases the Mishnah doesn't qualify, you'd be Potter because you're not really creating anything new for which we could consider it a Melech HaShabbos. Melech HaShabbos always means creating something new, but here the letters were already written. So as we would say in modern parlance, Yashkaya, you know, you're just writing over the same letters. I don't need you for that. So what did you accomplish? And then we open up the Rambam, and here, John, you could help me by opening up the Rambam, if you can, to Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tezayin. And the Rambam has a chiddush here that it's not always the case that ksav al gabi ksav is potter on Shabbos. There is actually one case. I think, Michael, you said it was one out of four, right? That was the way you said it. In one out of four scenarios, he will be chayev, according to the Rambam, for ksav al gabi ksav. So let's just mention the three cases in which he's potter. One would be where he started with Dio and he added Sikra. So Sikra al Gabi Dio doesn't add anything. According to the Rambam sheet, the other Rishon disagree. And if he just repeats the same old story, so it's Dio al Gabi Dio, or if Sikra al Gabi Sikri is Potter. But the one case that the Rambam isolates and upgrades it to a Chiv Malacha is Dio al Gabi Sikra. And apparently Dio al Gabi Sikra is such a significant, what we call a chashuv tikkun, that it constitutes a violation of Shabbos. But the question is, how do we square the Rambam with what we see in front of us? The Mishnah, in an unqualified way, says that ksav al Gabi ksav is potter. So to say the Mishnah only means three and not the fourth, that's a big chiddush on the part of the Rambam. He must have had a source for it. So the Magid Mishnah points us to which direction? To Masechet Git. And the Sugya Masechet Git on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph records a dialogue between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Initially, we have a statement that Dio al Gabi Sikra is Chayav, and not only is he Chayav one Chatas, if you recall, he's Chayav two, one for Kosev and the other for Mochek. But the story doesn't end there because Reish Lakish turns to Rabbi Yochanan and he asks him, what happens with Edim who have to sign on a get? Because if you remember, the Rambam holds Af Edim Masira Karsi, which means Edi Chasima Karsi, everybody agrees. So the Chasima say get is Vikasav. And now we have a possibility of creating a get through Edi Chasima. But they have to sign, and they, in this case, they don't know how to sign. So can we sign on their behalf? Can Beis Din write the name of the aid in Sikra, and then the aid is going to override in Dio? And that's the question that that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. The answer, the response of Rabbi Yochanan is, to say the least, ambiguous. And that's going to generate a machlokus between Rashi and the Rambam. The language of Rabbi Yochanan was as follows. He says, so Rashi says that the word medamim means that we're in a situation of umdana, we're in a situation of suffix. Therefore, there's no way that you could allow this woman to get married based on the chasima sa'edim of Dio al Gabi Sikra, because Dio al Gabi Sikra remains at the end of the day a suffix. On the other hand, we have to publicize that Dio al Gabi Sikra on Shabbos is a possibility of a violation of a chiv skila, melech Shabbos, because if on that side that Dio al Gabi Sikra is ksiva, then you violated a Melech HaShabbos. So we have to, Rashi learns, we have to grab onto the rope from both ends. When we get to Hilchas Safek and Get, because we don't know the status of the Al-Gabi Sikra, we have to be Machmir, and we're not going to allow her to get married without a Get, a replacement Get. If, on the other hand, we're going to deal with Shabbos, then we've already established that Dio al Gabi Sikra is a problem on Shabbos, but it's only going to be a suffix. So now we have the question like this. Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan if you're allowed to have the Dayanim sign the name of the Edim in Dio, in Sikra, and then allow the Edim to sign the name in Dio al Gabi Sikra. And Reish Lakish naively thought there should be no problem, because if you're chayav in Shabbos for that, then you should certainly be able to qualify the get as a get kosher based on that chasima, because it's a ksav, and now we have a kosav.
And ksav that shel kayama.
Yeah, for sure, it's a ksav shel kayama. That's not an issue. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "You misunderstood me." That's the way Rashi learns it. Not the Rambam again. The Rashi learns it that Rabbi Yochanan actually accuses Reish Lakish of misunderstanding his statement. When I said, says Rabbi Yochanan, that you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, I didn't mean to say that you're chayev. What I meant to say is that Safek Lechumra, we have to consider the possibility that Ksav of Dio al Gabi Sikra is a Ksav, and therefore we have to completely prohibit it on Shabbos. And that's only b'tor suffik, because midamim means suffik. In the case of get, we're not going to allow this get, because we can't be matar and eshesish in the case of a suffik. The Rambam has a whole different pshat. And this is what this article in the Divrei Yecheskel is all about. And again, I have to admit to you, I just can't go through this entire Divrei Yecheskel. It goes pages and pages and pages. I just was able to photocopy for you. I don't know if you got that. You have a copy, I see, Alan. Any other copies floating around? Anyway, you keep it for your archives, because I underline those parts that I'm going to summarize now. In other words, I'm going to highlight certain main points in the Divrei Yecheskel. His first main point. So, if there's anybody who's willing to take notes, and be my, be my scribe here, I'm going to sort of highlight about five different points that the Divrei Yecheskel makes here. Point number one is that the Rambam had a different shot in the word medamim in the Gemara Gittin. He understood the word medamim means lidamot, to make an analogy. And what Rabbi Yochanan was saying, says the Divrei Yecheskel, is anu medamim? Are we really justified in making this equation? It's like a rhetorical question. Is there any justification for this dimayon, for this equation? Now we're up to point number two in the Divrei Yecheskel. The Rambam Shita, says the Divrei Yecheskel, is that we cannot equate get and Shabbos, which means the Rambam is holding, let's take Rabbi Yochanan's original statement literally, that if on Shabbos you write Dio al Gabi Sikra, what's the din? Chayav HaChatas, as I state, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, with no reason to reinterpret Rabbi Yochanan. It wasn't that Reish Lakish made a mistake about what Rabbi Yochanan said. So, and the Rambam is going to codify this in Hilchah Shabbos, as we saw before, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tezayin, the Rambam says that if you write Dior Agavi Sikra on Shabbos, you're chayev. But there's no justification, says the Rambam, to make an analogy to get. And in get, Dior Agavi Sikra is not going to be a ksiva, which is going to lead the Divrei Yechezkel to ask, to wonder why. Why is it that in Shabbos we consider Dior Agavi Sikra a Meleches Ksiva, whereas in Get it's not considered Ksiva, and therefore the Get is possible. Now, what number are we up to? Point number three in the Divrei Yechezkel. Point number three in the Divrei Yechezkel is that he found in the Yerushalmi what he considers a proof to support the Rambam against Rashi, because the Yerushalmi records the same dialogue between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, but with a slightly different twist, a slightly different language. Tani, we learned that Edim Shein Yodim Lachtov, and Reish Lakish wanted to suggest that in the Yerushalmi that we should write for them the Sikra, they'll sign their names on top of the Sikra if they can't, with Job. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is the language of the Yerushalmi, quoted here by the Divrei Yechezkel, V'chi mipnei sha'anu oskim v'hilcha Shabbos, because just because we were learning the laws of Shabbos, and we came to the conclusion that in the laws of Shabbos, Dior Agavi Sikra qualifies as Ksiva, is Natir Eishes Ish Li'alma, therefore can go ahead and be Matir Eishes Ish. Says the Divrei Yechezkel, you know what he meant to say, Rabbi Yochanan, that this has nothing to do with get, meaning the fact that we were learning Hilchos Shabbos and we came to the conclusion that in Hilchos Shabbos Dior Agavi Sikra does qualify as ksiva, that has no impact and no relevance to get, and therefore that's going to be point number four. But I'm just on the technical level, point number three in the presentation of the Divrei Yechezkel, and again I'm juggling around different paragraphs in the Divrei Yechezkel just to give you what I understood from him, is that his third point is that he feels that the Yerushalmi supports the Rambam. Again, the logical distinction we're going to get to in point number four, but as far as a text, you know, as a source for the Rambam, we have it in the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi records Rabbi Yochanan saying to Reish Lakish, "Anu oskim v'ilcha Shabbos." I mean, just because we happen to be learning Ilcha Shabbos, therefore you're going to make an equation to Eishes Ish, to be marked in Eishes Ish with a get? There's no, you know, Reish Lakish, you really jumped the gun over here. You want to now be marked in Eishes Ish with a get, with the Adam signed, without writing Osios, but just simply overwriting Osios by adding Dio Al-Gabi Sikra. Just because we're learning Hilchos Shabbos, and we established that's considered a violation of Shabbos, that's considered kosev Shabbos, therefore you derive the conclusion that you're going to be machshir get to be matir neishis ish based on what we learned in Hilchos Shabbos.
But he's not saying stuff in Shabbos.
Correct. So therefore, Rashi would not be reflected here in the Yerushalmi. The only way you could really justify this Yerushalmi is you go with the Rambam, that when Rabbi Yochanan answered and responded to Reish Lakish by saying Mechim Adamin, etc., he means that there was no basis, no justification for the Dimyon, because Shabbos Lechud and Get Lechud. Whereas Rashi says that the word Dimyon means a Suffolk. That's not what Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish in the Yerushalmi. He said, "We're learning Hilchos Shabbos. Don't ask me a kasha from and derive conclusions as far as get is concerned. That's a whole different story." So basically, it comes out according to Divrei Yechezkel that the Rambam has a fundamental difference between Shabbos and get. In Shabbos, the Rambam is going to pass that Dio Al Gabi Sikra constitutes a violation of Melech Shabbos and engenders a Chiyuv Chatos. Again, I'm not going to go into the other issue here, that the Rambam adds another Chiyuv Chatos, a second Chiyuv Chatos for Moche. That's not for us now. And in Gittin, the Rambam is going to say that Dio Al Gabi Sikra is possible. It's not a ksav. So now we're up to point number four.
Five.
All right, we'll call it four, call it five. Whoever's writing this for me, I have to offer you some sort of pitsui for this, but let's call it number four.
Okay.
All right. And that is, how do we explain this fundamental difference, which the Rambam accepts, between between Shabbos and Get. Why is something, like in this case, Diyal Gabi Sikra, why does it qualify as a Melech HaShabbos and as Mechayev him a Chatos for Ksiva, and yet it's not considered Ksiva as far as Get is concerned? That's the main thrust or the crux of the Divrei Yechezkel. So in order to answer this question, the Divrei Yechezkel moves on to another machlokas, not between Rashi and the Rambam in this case, but between the Rashba and the Ran. And this is quoted in the Ran on the Rif at the very end of Perek Avon. The Ran quotes the Rashba and argues with the Rashba. The Rashba learnt a Gemara here on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis and derived from this Gemara a sensational conclusion as far as writing a Sefer Torah is concerned and Get, both Sefer Torah and Get. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that if you have a Ches and you remove the Gago Shel Ches and you make two zainin, you're chayv. So the Rashba says, wait a minute, again, I'm dramatizing it. This is what I'm telling you now is Berzon's presentation of the Rashba. The Rashba doesn't say it exactly this way. The Rashba says, wait a minute, this makes no sense. Because we have a principle in Hilchas Gittin, which is derived from a sugya in Get, that Chok Tochos is possible in Get. Which means that if you depress the offer, let's say, in such a way that now automatically what happens? What protrudes? The osios. That's possible in Get. So let's imagine, because the Gemara says that you could even write a Get on an Ola shell. So let's say you have a very thick parchment and you have the ability to depress the area around the osios so that mevela the osios protrude. That's possible in Get. Frek the Rashba, again, he never asked this question. This is just Berzon, but we'll get to his answer. That's why is it then that you're chayav in Shabbos for removing the Gago Shel Ches? After all, what happens is you didn't write the two Zainim. The Zainim, so to speak, popped up out of nowhere as a natural, as an automatic result of the fact that you removed the Gago Shel Ches. And yet, the Gemara says here on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis that you're chayav in Shabbos. Says the Rashba, how can you be chayav in Shabbos? That's Chok Tochos. And Chok Tochos is possible in Get and in Sefer Torah. Meaning, what's the premise of the Rashba? Is the Rashba accepting the analogy between Get and Shabbos, or is he rejecting that analogy?
Rejecting.
No, he's accepting it. Well, what's his point?
Oh, sorry,
his point is that he hears his question. He's asking, since in Hilchas Get and Sefer Torah, Chok Tochos, the Gemara says, is out, it's possible, it's not called Ksiva, then I don't understand how the Gemara could say that you're Chayav in Melech HaShabbos for removing the Gago Shel Ches. Again, in his question, we're going to get to his answer in a minute, the Rashba thought that the case of removing the Gago Shel Ches is called what? Chok Tochos. It's the same as Chok Tochos. What difference does it make whether I depress and therefore the letters protrude, or I erase something and the letters pop out of nowhere?
Right.
They're both exactly the same in the Havamina of the Rashba. And therefore the Rashba says, if it's not Ksiva, if Chok Tochos is not Ksiva as far as getting Sefer Torah, then it's not Ksiva as far as Shabbos is concerned. And therefore the Rashba is racking his brains. How can you be Chayim on Shabbos for removing the Gago Shel Ches? Michael?
I was going to tell you the answer.
Oh, you're up to the answer. Right. Wait. Which answer? The answer to the Rashba or the answer to the Ram?
The answer to the Rashba is why he thinks that is Ksiva. Because isn't it to do with Mochek? If you're Mochek on Shabbos for a purpose, then you're Chayim. So he's Mochek.
So wait a minute. Let's go slowly. You know, Michael's making an excellent point here, but I apologize, Michael. It's gonna throw me off in the way I understood the Rash. But I know what I mean to say is that your point will come down the line. But I first need one paragraph, and then we'll get to what you said about Mochek. Okay. So what does the Divrei Yechezkel see in this Rashba? He says the following. there's a case in the Yerushalmi where ink spilled on a parchment, and he comes along, whoever the he is, it doesn't matter, and he starts removing, he starts erasing part of the ink. And as a result, he's a very, you know, a very sophisticated artisan or craftsman, and he's able to create osios by erasing the ink blot, okay, the kesem. And the Yerushalmi says that that's possible. That would not be a kosher get. In other words, that's your case of chok tochos. Again, that, I don't mean to say that that's your classical paradigmic case of chok tochos, but this is a subcategory or an application of the rule of chok tochos. Says the Rashba, according to Divrei Yechezkel, why is that called chok tochos? He didn't write any letters. There was ink. There was an ink blot on the parchment. He only removes part of the ink. As a result of removing part of the ink, the osios, again, I'm going to use this phrase, I hope it doesn't throw anybody off, they pop up automatically. It's like an automatic pop-up. You didn't write those letters.
This was a filled-in parchment. This wasn't a blank parchment.
No, I'm saying take a piece of paper and spill ink on it, correct?
Okay.
Now call up your expert, you know, sofer, right? And start scratching the ink off, okay? Oh, start scratching the ink off. So the Rashba holds in the Yerushalmi, that's based on the Yerushalmi, that in such a case, the get or the Sefer Torah will be possible. Why? Because he says that's called mechika. And if mechika creates letters, then he never created a letter. There was never an act of creating a letter.
Right.
Says the Rashba, that's not what's going on in our Sugyan Masechta Shabbos. There were two letters that were created. That's the way the Rashba learns it. Two Zainit. And then some ink spilled on top of the two Zainin, and that created what? A ches. Oh, says the Rashba, in that case, by removing the gago shel ches, he's going back to the two Zainin. It's not like the case of the ink blot. In the case of the kesem, he did an act of mechika. You cannot consider an act of mechika as ksiva, even though as a result of what? Of his mechika, you have osios, says the Rashba, having osios as a result of removing something, that's not called ksiva. But in a case where there were two osios to begin with, so there already was a ksiva on these two zainin, now what, we have a problem because what? There's a blot, you know, there's some sort of an ink that spilled and linked together, bridge these two zainin. Gago shel ches. Now he says you're not removing something and creating two letters as a result of removing something, but rather in this case he calls it a grade of Miloshin Ligrod, Gored. Gored means he's scraping off some of the thing, and he's going back to the original two osios. And those two osios, the two Zainim, were written. And since they were written, there is a ksiva here. In other words, chotochus means there was never a ksiva. All you had is a mechika, and the male of the osios were created. So if the osios, the tzuris ha'os is a result of mechika, that's called chotochus. But our sugya here in Shabbos is talking about a whole different case. Here, he's not creating osios that were never there to begin with. His grado, which he calls that, as opposed to mechika, because he wants to show you the conceptual difference, his grader by being gored part of the ink is not creating two osios. The osios is always there. There's like a blockage. There's something that protects me or prevents me from accessing these two osios that are there. The osios are there. And therefore there was ksivan osios. So it's not that he's removing ink to create two osios that didn't exist. He's creating two osios. That's chotochos. When you start from scratch and you create two osios by removing something, is removing something and mail there two osios, that's considered chotochos. That's not ksav. But in the case of what? Where there were two zainim, that's how the Rashba learns it. There were two zainim, and now there's what? There's a gag, there's an unfortunate situation which, again, is going to upset my my ksiva, right? Because I need the two zainim, I don't need a ches. And now what I do is I'm gored the gago shel ches. That's called nitalo, the gago shel ches. There, that's considered ksiva. Why? Because there was a ksiva on the two osios. Again, you can ask me a million questions. When was the ksiva? Who wrote the ksiva? Did he write it? I'm not up to that yet, Rebbe. So we got to build this very, very slowly. Otherwise, I'm lost. I'm getting out of here. So if you can ask me all the questions that I have to ask you, we're not going to get anywhere. You're going to have to give me a little bit of space to try to see if I can build up this Divrei Yechezkel.
So two cases are not
analogous. The Nela, we come back to square one. And that is that the Rashba absolutely equates Shabbos and Get. And any conclusion he's going to derive in Hilchas Gittin is going to be based on Hilchas Shabbos. Do you follow the mechanism here? The Rashba saw a sugya in Melechas Shabbos that said you're chayef for doing X. The Rashba says, how can you be chayef for doing X? It's not ksiva, and I'll prove to you it's not ksiva because it's chok tochos. And for the Rashba, no, this is not chok tochos. That's why it's ksiva both in Shabbos and in Get. And therefore, the Rashba paskins halacha lemaisa that if in order to be machshir the get, you have to remove the gago shel ches and create two zainim, it would be kosher. That's considered a fulfillment of the pasuk v'kasav l'ash sefer krisus. How does the Rashba know such a radical conclusion to make such a subtle distinction between the case of the Yerushalmi, which is certainly paradigmic of chok tochos, namely where he removes from the inkblot, he erases certain parts of the ink, and then he creates the letters, and that's definitely possible to get to this case where he removes the gago shel ches. The Rashba says, "I'll prove it to you." What's my proof? Because you're chayiv in Shabbos. If you're chayiv in Shabbos, ipso facto, it must be ksiva, and if it's ksiva, then it should be ksiva and get, and it's not chok tochos. So now we have, according to the Rashba, two cases. One is considered chok tochos. It's possible in what? In Get, it would not be Chayiv in Shabbos, it's not called Ksiva. And now we have another case which is very similar, but yet fundamentally different according to the Rashi, which is not Chok Tochos, and it does qualify as Ksiva, both in Shabbos, and therefore ipso facto in Get. And what's the difference between the two cases? Because in the second case, there already were two Zainim to begin with, so he's not creating two Zainim. If he was creating two Zainim, that would be Chok Tochos. So far, that's what we have. Now, who enters into the stage, front stage? The Ran. What does the Ran say? The Ran says, sorry buddy, this is Chok Tochos, and you have no proof from Shabbos to Get. And this is going to be very, very important for the Divrei Yechezkel. Because here, in the words of the Ran, we're going to finally be able to unlock the door, the mystery secret door, of why the Rambam, in the case of Dior Gabi Sikra, is going to postulate a fundamental distinction between Shabbos and Get. The Ran's argument is as follows. I'll read to you the language of the Ran. He says, V'linera de'ein mikan raya. You want to prove and draw conclusions about what constitutes ksiva and Get from Shabbos? Oh no, Shabbos is not a valid source for you. Filigabi Shabbos lekak peidaben chok tochus lechok yirechos. It doesn't matter whether you created the letters in a direct way or as a result of your action, the letters pop up, as we said, from nowhere. In both cases, you are going to be chayiv in Shabbos. So any sugya that you find in Shas that says chok tochus is not ksiva, that has no bearing on Shabbos. Chok tochos is ksiva on Shabbos, you'll be chayiv. Even though in Get, it would be possible, in Sefer Torah would be possible. So therefore, even if you're erasing the gago shel ches, says the Rashba, that's also considered chok tochos. Because memela, you're creating two letters, two zainim, and that's possible in Get and in Sefer Torah. The Gemara says you're chayiv in Shabbos. He says in Shabbos there's no difference between chok tochos and chok yireches. And why is that? To call Hecha Davi Meleches Machsheves Mechayev, he's chayev. And here he quotes the proof that Michael mentioned before about Mochek, where you chayev for Mechika. Why? Because you had an intention to create something down the line, Amanas Lichtov, and that makes it into a Meleches Machsheves. Here too, in the case where you erase the Gago Shel Zion, there is a Meleches Machsheves. What are you interested in? What's your goal? To create two Zainim. Is Mimele Yechayah for that? Aval b'midi to be inon ksiva, where there's no maleches machsheves, namely in get and in what? In Sefer Torah, is ki hai gavna ein lanu, that's not considered ksiva. Now we're ready for the fourth point of the Divrei Yechezkel. No, the four. I'm saying over the four. Okay? After this whole presentation, the Divrei Yechezkel, now point number four, I have an explanation for the Rambam. What was my issue? I saw the Rambam. The Rambam says that Yechayev from Aleches Ksiva in Dior Agavi Sikra. And I saw that the Rashi in Masech the Gittin has a different shot. You're not going to be Chayev. Then I saw that we found the source for the Rambam in the Yushalmi, that Rabbi Yochanan said that even though Dior Agavi Sikra would not be a qualified get, nevertheless you'd be Chayev on Shabbos. Now we're ready for point number four. Says the Divrei Yechezkel, I understand why Dior Agavi Sikra is possible in get, and yet you're chayev in Shabbos. Says the Divrei Yechezkel, because there's a fundamental difference. And here we invoke the Ran's logic. Namely, Moleches Machsheves Osri Torah. With regard to Shabbos, I'll read to you the language of the Divrei Yechezkel. He says the following. Mevur Baran, Sheva Shabbos lo be'inan maisek siva. We don't need a Maisek Siva, because even Chok Tochus would be kosher, would be, not kosher, would be Machayev you in Shabbos, okay. Even though it's not Machayev Ksiva. Ella, kol hecha de'ika Maisa hayotzer os, in other words, if through your action, al yidei Maisa, notzra os, a new os came that didn't exist before, is havilei moleches Kosev v'chayev mishum de meleches machsheves osre Torah v'af chok toches b'chlal avol gabi sefer Torah posel mishum de be'inon maisek siva. Okay,
where's the meleches machsheves? If he's just erasing something, nobody said that he wanted the result.
But if he didn't want the result, that's called the Malach Shein Tzvichu L'Gufa, he'd be part of the Dom Shein Miskaven. He definitely wants two Zainim.
Oh, he does want
yes, two. Yes, if he doesn't want two Zainim, that comes under many different Peturim on Shabbos. Why is he Chayiv on Shabbos? Because he wants two Zainim. He didn't write two Zainim, he erased the Gag Shel Ches, and he created Memela two Zainim. Says the Divrei Yechezkel, in understanding the Ran, that if as a result of doing X, he created two osios, that he's chayev, even though that X is not a maisek siva. Do you hear? This is like mamish of brisket tzveidi. I would be almost convinced that Rabbi Yechezkel Bornstein learned in brisk. I don't know if he did. I think he's a mirror. But anyway, let's just listen to the beauty of his logic. There are two parts to ksiva. One part he calls a maisek siva, and the other part he calls a ksav, meaning the osios. Okay? He says the following. That with regard to Kol HaTorah Kulo, where the Torah says v'kosav, you need a Maisek Siva. With regard to Shabbos, all you need is a Malacha, which means that you have achieved your goal and you've added something to the universe of significance. If you can do a Maisa, I don't care what that Maisa is right now, but it's not a Maisek Siva. But that Maisa was enough to create Osios. So we look at the Osios and we say, look, his Maisa, or let me say it to you this way. Al yidei ha-maisa shalo, nasa ksav. If nasa ksav al yidei ha-maisa, he's chayef melech ha-shabbos. Is that maisa ksiva?
No, it's not
a maisa ksiva. Therefore, chok tolches is chayef in Shabbos.
Right.
And that's the Ran Shita. That lo kaptei rachmona bein, Bein chok tolches chok yireches. You're always chayef, even in chok tolches. In chok tolches, it's possible in get. The answer is because in get I need what? A maisek siva. And chok tolches is not a maisek siva. You didn't act, and as a result, you have osios, but you didn't do a maisek siva.
And that's true.
And therefore, it's not kosher in get or in sefer Torah. What about Melech HaShabbos? In Melech HaShabbos, you're chayev because as a result of your action, again, I use the word action, I don't call it a maisek siva, because it's chok tolches, it's not a maisek siva, osios popped up. And if you get osios, then you're chayav in meleches Shabbos. That's the power of meleches machshavos, which sets up Shabbos always, as we've discussed, as a din miyuchad, as an exception to the rule, and maisa which would not qualify as a maisa ksiva called tarkula becomes a maisa melacha as far as ksiva is concerned. So therefore, if I do an action like chok tochus, or in the case of removing the gago shell ches, as a result, what do I have tachlis in front of me? I have two osios. I'm chayef for melacha
shabbos. Is there any difference?
This is the diriyah ches.
Is there any difference between chok tochus and also the mefikas agag? And if you spilled ink, everything was written. You spilled the ink and it covered everything, you couldn't see it. You're now mochek the ink on top. Now you didn't do anything, Mamish.
The Divrei Yechezkel doesn't address that case, but the logical principles of the Divrei Yechezkel, I think, would be on your side. He would be chayef for that. If he exposes, and now we're going to get to the case of the Yerushalmi, you remember that Shofech. Okay, that's the next step. That's point number five in the Divrei Yechezkel. And if he exposes letters as a result of his action, then although that would not be ksiva and kol tarkul for get and sefer Torah, it would qualify as ksiva from aleches ksiva if he exposes two letters.
So what if he's going on a sefer Torah, he opens it up, and now he got ksiva there?
No. There's got to be some sort of creation here. You know, it's not just opening up something that's locked in a room. Just one second, Rabosai. Don't throw me off here, because again, there are tons of pages here in the Divrei Yechezkel. Let me just read to you. I think if you have the photocopy, this is on page Chaf Gimel. He says the following. He says, Linyan Shabbos Chayev Bidyo Agabi Sikra. He says, why you Chayev Linyan Shabbos for Dyo Agabi Sikra? Alma Dechoshiv Ksav. What does he mean by Ksav? Lafuki what? Maisa ksiv. It's not maisa ksiv. It's a ksav. Why? Why is it a ksav? Because al yidei adyo, he says, as a result of the dyo, we now have a very chashuv ksav. Why? Because dyo is different than sikra. He says yoser chashuv miksav sikra shetachtof. We have this new ksav called dyo. Again, we're gonna come back and revisit this premise, but that's his premise right now. And then he says Shuvarisiv Yerushalmi, and he quotes the Yerushalmi as a riot to the Rambam, and therefore there's a fundamental difference in get and ksivan kol tarkula. And he says v'nira desvirle la Rambam degam b'ksav al gabi ksav ein achisor b'ksav. The Rambam accepts that the ksav of dyo on top of the ksav of sikra does create a ksav. Hare keva and lefanenu nikar v'nira. Now we can see this ksav, this new ksav, which is dyo, and therefore this ksav sheni mikri ksav, and therefore he's going to be chayav on Shabbos. I'm skipping a few lines. Mishum hachi b'dyo agabi sikra, since he created a ksav of dyo, therefore hani maisav. His maisim were meaningful to create a choshev ksav. The ksav sheni now is choshev. Is memela choshev meleches machsheves v'chayev legabe Shabbos. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan responded to Reish Lakish, "Ein lecha ledamos Shabbos leget." As far as get is concerned, even though the ksav sheni is a ksav, al mikom akom ika chisaron be hakosev. What does he mean by hakosev? The maisa ksiva. We don't have a maisa ksiva. It's a little clearer on the previous page. He writes, keva the ksiva kosa bina sheyasa maisa ksiva. Again, I mean, I'm jumping around. Again, this is pages and pages long. And then he writes, masha enkin, however, linyan Shabbos, his machayev, Rak al ksav levad. He's chayav because of the ksav. Afal pish ain't Torah's kosev al maisa shalo. Avol beget beinon v'kosav. So that's more or less point number four in the Divrei Yechezkel. And now we go up to point number five, which is the case of Shofech. Yeah.
Could you say this difference is if it's on the gav or the chetzah?
Oh, I don't know. Zev, can you hit me with that later on? Because I'm afraid the Gavin Chavetz is just gonna throw me off here. You know, you have to have Rachmanis on me. When I started this sugya, I had no inkling of a clue how complicated this sugya is. And I'm not even touching on the, not even scratching the surface, because the Divya Peskel, right, you might be Chai Faksiva. But what I mean to say is he ties this into the Rambam Sheet in Roshem, and we get back to the, which is a nightmare for me to go over the Sugya of Roshem. That would take me another 10, 20 hours. So let me just see what I can give you. I honestly had a Havmina canceling Shia today, because it was just too much for me. It's endless, this Sugya. And I was going to say to you, I'm throwing in the towel, but I do think that we can get something out of this Sugya. I hope at the end of the day you'll agree with me, but it'll take a while till we get to the end of the day. Alright, let's go on to point number 5 in the Divrei Yechezkel. The Divrei Yechezkel claims that he has a Yerushalmi that fits beautifully into this whole structure. Okay, what does the Yerushalmi say? Yerushalmi darshins the pasuk v'kasav, and you might find that on the back of your page. And amongst the various mi'utim or psulim that are derived from the word v'kasav, one is v'lo hashofech. And the Yerushalmi, as we said last time, tells a whole story about Ilan Bni Midichna Aruna, that he, this Rav Chia had a, you know, his, there was a very clever way of sending a message in such a way that no one could read the message. It was a secret message. So what did he do? He wrote it on ink that was missing what? Afatzim. You remember that? Apats?
Yeah.
And as we, well, what did we call it again, Jeff, in English? A gum, something or other?
No, it's gall nut.
Gall nut. Okay, I have to write that down. Gall nut. Okay. Sounds like something that the surgeons remove, a gall nut.
That's a gall bladder,
sorry. Just joking. Okay, so a gall nut. Anyway, this thing, whatever it is, somehow, we say that I think Gedalia is a creature, whatever it is, it adds a color to something that's transparent, so that the recipient of this secret letter was able to add gall nut, you know, apots, and therefore, all of a sudden, you can read it. So the Gemara says in the Yerushalmi that the word v'kasav in the parash of Get comes lafuke to exclude the case of shofech, v'lo hashofech. The Yerushalmi goes on to have other cases that are derived from the word v'kasav, a whole bunch of derivations here. For example, chok tochos is excluded from the word v'kasav, and then something called matif, where he... apparently, Zorek Tipos Dio, and then after throwing Tipos of Dio, he adds another couple of Tipos until somehow an Oz. All these cases are excluded from the word Vikasa. Oh, then Yerushalmi, after it gets to the case of Shofach, Veloa Shofech, it asks the question, what about on Shabbos? Would he be chayev in these cases on Shabbos? And again, as we said, Chok Tochos is on the list. But Shofech is also on the list. And according to Divrei Yechezkel, based on the Pnei Moshe, he comes to the conclusion that the Gemara's Maskana in this Shofech is that you're Chayev on Shabbos. And he wants to suggest that the case of Shofech fits exactly into this perspective. We have a Kasa Veloa Shofech, which means that that's not called a Maisek Siva. And the reason for that is because he's not being Mechadish Osio. So again, although he's doing something very significant, because until he adds the Afots, you can't see the Osios. But the Osios are there, and that's not called a Maisek Siva, because he's not being Mechadish an Os. Says the Divrei Yechezkel, but the Maskana, so you shall be, and that he derives from the Pnei Moshe, is that on Shabbos you be Chayav in this case? Why? It's not for Kosav. And the answer is, based on the Ran, that as long as you make it accessible to read these two letters, which were impossible to read before, that makes it into a Meleches Machsheves. You've achieved your goal. And that's the Shitas HaRamam L'chalek Beget. Beget L'Shabbos. Number one, so let's just summarize. We have the following differences between Get and Shabbos. We have the Rambam Shita that Yo'al Gabi Sikra is Chayev in Shabbos, and in get it would be possible. We have number two, Chol Tochus, which the Ran assumes would be Chayav and Shabbos, but possible in get. And now we have the case of Shofech, where you add an ingredient, some sort of chemical ingredient to make the OCLs legible, and you'd be Chayav and Shabbos for that, although it would not qualify for a get because the Torah says V'kasa. That's point number five of the Divrei Yechezkel. Okay. Fine. Now we're up to point number six. Now on point number six, the Divrei Yechezkel comes back to analyze the Rashba. Let's just review. The Rashba holds that there's an absolute equation between Shabbos and Get. And if it qualifies as a Melecha Shabbos, then ipso facto, it must be kosher in Get. And that's against the Ran, because the Ran saw in the Yerushalmi, so claims the Divrei Yechezkel, that there's a fundamental difference between Get and Shabbos. That in Get, you need Ksiva. And in Shabbos, you don't need Ksiva. You're Chayav for Kosev, even without Ksiva, as long as you create some sort of significant Ksav that's legible, can be accessible, and therefore in Shabbos, you'd be Chayav for such a thing. What about the Rashba? So the Rashba, again, equates Shabbos and Get. What was the Rashba's proof? Let's analyze the proof, the hochacha of the Rashba. Mihashamina, that's the opening two words of the Rashba. Mihashamina, I looked into the sugya of Gago Shel Ches, and I derived the conclusion that this could not be Chok Tochus. No, that's the Rashba quoted by the Ran.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm assuming you have a Gemara Shabbos in front of you. I don't bother even telling you to bring a Gemara Shabbos. I assume you have one. So again, in the Rif, it's on page
Lamed Zayin
Amud Bet. I was going to say 74, but I was embarrassed to say that. Okay, Lamed Zayin Amud Bet. Oh, he says the following. The Rashba said, if you are, I'll read to his language, by doing this netila or gored, right, of the gagot shel ches, right, he says, what are you doing? There was a gag shel ches, hoisa tosefes, there was an extra piece an extra amount of ink, Shehafcha shtei zeinim lios ches. Okay, now the Gemara gives another case where there was an extra piece on the resh and it became a dalet, and he erases that extra piece and he makes a resh out of a dalet. But he makes a resh, but the resh was there before. He says the following: Lo chilek harashba ben Shabbos leget, which means that if you have a chiyuv in Shabbos, it must be that you are guilty of ksiva. And if you're chayav for ksiva, then that constitutes ksiva. That's the Rashba. And if it constitutes ksiva, it's going to be kosher in get. So if I have a get and I need two zainin, but there's a blockage here, and I have to remove the blockage by erasing the gago shel ches, and I create two zainin, in get that would be kosher. And then he goes through the whole lumdus that it's not the same as Chok Tochos, because the two Zainim were there before. So on this, the Divrei Yechezkel has two kashas. And I'm going to ask you, if you can, to help me out here and write up these two kashas, because the whole rest of our discussion is going to revolve around these two kashas on the Rashba. Kasha number one. The Rashba, in two places, here in Masechta Shabbos and also Masechta Gittin on Daf Yutes, writes that Yoal Gabi Sikra is possible in Get u'b'Shabbos Chayav. Frekta Divrei Yechezkel, we just finished saying that the Rashba is predicated on an analogy, an equation between Get and Shabbos, and therefore, since in Shabbos you're chayav for erasing the what, the gagel shel ches, therefore that would be considered ksiva as far as get, and yet the Rashba himself in two places, he repeats the same shtickel Torah, like the Rambam Shita, that Dio al Gabi Sikra would be chayav in Shabbos and it would not be kosher in get. Meaning you can't allow the Eidim to sign, overwrite Dio al Gabi Sikra. Fekta Divri Yechezkel Mimanafshach. If according to the Rashba, what we see in Shabbos will tell me what constitutes Ksiva and Kol Tarkula, so then if Dio al Gabi Sikra is Chayav in Shabbos, that means it constitutes, it qualifies as a Ksiva, then ipso facto should be Kosher and Get. And if on the other hand the Rashba maintains that which is Kosher in that which is Chayav in Shabbos has nothing to do with Get, for example Dio al Gabi Sikra is Chayav in Shabbos and yet it's not Kosher and Get, then he's accepting the Ran's fundamental distinction between Shabbos and Kol Tarkula. So then why does he insist that he has a raya from our sugya of Gagol Shel Ches to prove that would be kosher and get? The Rashba himself seems to fall into the Shita of the Rambam against the Rashba, against his own Shita, that there's a hevdel, there's a great difference between Shabbos and get. Because he himself, says the Rashba, claims that you're chayav for what? For Dio al Gabi Sikra on Shabbos, even though it's not kosher in get.
What's not kosher in get? Is it the Ksivas Eidim, or are you talking about the get itself?
Well, again, that depends on Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir. If you want to go with Rabbi Lazar, it's the get itself. If you want to go according to Rabbi Meir, it's the Chasima. Again, the two ways of learning Vikasa. Rabbi Lazar learns Vikasa is going on the get, and Rabbi Meir learns Vikasa is going on what? On the Chasima Sa'edim, we said according to the Rambam, we accept both Shitas. And Af Eidim Masira Karas. Okay, I don't want to go into this whole thing because that's already taking us off the beaten path into Hilchos Gittin. But now we're going according to Rabbi Meir, if that makes life easier for you. And Vakasav is related to what? Chasima Sa'edim. That's how Rabbi Meir learns the Pasuk Vakasav. Chasima Sa'edim. So what is it? If the Rashba is telling me that Dio al Gabi Sikra is not called Vakasav, then why are you Chayav in Shabbos? Ella, what are you going to tell me the Ran Svara that in Shabbos is a separate din of Meleches Machsheves? Why then does the Ran use our Sugya of Gagol Shel Ches as his proof text that if you wrote a get and you needed two Zainim but there was a Ches then you removed the Gagol Shel Ches, that's considered a get kosher? How does the Rashba know it's a get kosher? Because he's chayav in Shabbos. You just finished telling me that in Dio al Gabi Sikra, even though it's not ksiva, and forget it would not be considered a kosav, nevertheless he's chayav on Shabbos.
I can explain that.
If you want to explain it, you can, but I wanted to first present the thesis of the Divrei Yechezkel. Alan, here's my purpose now. What my purpose is to present you two kashas of the Divrei Yechezkel. Okay. See if you can answer both kashas, okay? Here's the second kasha. Kasha number two, he says the following. What do you say? Just that my purpose here, I just want to see after all this work that I did on 10 pages of the Divrei Yechezkel with underlines here and underlines there, if I can figure out what the man is saying. Okay, that's my goal right now, and I need your help on that. You have to have Rachmanis on me. Okay, what's the second kash of the Divrei Yechezkel? And then we'll see his answer. He says the following. In the case of Notlo Legago Shel Ches, I can understand, he says, that as far as Sefer Torah is concerned, you could be machshir it. That part of the Rashba, I can agree. Okay? Why? Because the Rashba will maintain that the two Zainim were there from the beginning. Says the Divrei Yechezkel, but why would you be chayav on Shabbos for such a thing? If the Rashba's point is that the reason why this qualifies as ksiva is because there were two zainim already there and you didn't create those two zainim, then why would you be chayav on Shabbos for such a thing? On Shabbos you're chayav for writing two osios. He didn't write two osios. How do I know that he didn't write two osios? Because the Rashba says that the reason why this is not chotoches is because there already were two osios that were written.
What's
the Rashba's point? The whole chiddush of the Rashba is that why is Gagol Shel Ches considered kosher and get? Because it's not like Chotokos. Why? Because there were two osios, two zainim that were written there, and therefore you are considered this get is considered that it had a ksiva of two osios. No, if it had a ksiva of two osios, how can you chayv in Shabbos for such a thing? You're only chayv in Shabbos for writing two osios. And here you didn't write two osios. So the Divrei Yechezkel offers the following answer. Let's see if we could follow his language. He says the following. The Rashba agrees to the Ran. HaRashba moda l'Ran. L'chalek ben Shabbos l'sefer Torah. Which means, again, if we go over the Svar of the Ran, in Kol Torah Kuli you need a Maisa Ksiva, and in Shabbos all you need is what? Is you need a Ksav. You're responsible for the Ksav. Oh. However, I could still justify the Rashba. What was the Rashba's proof from Gago Shel Ches? So he pulls a fast one here. And he says the following. The Gemara gives two cases. One case is where he removes the Gago Shel Ches. What was the second case? He removes the Spitz of the Dalet. And what is he left with? A resh. He needs a resh. So he gets rid of the extra ink that turns the resh, extends the resh, and makes it into a dalet. Says the Divrei Yechezkel, how could he be chayav for such a thing? The Mishnah says that you're not chayav on Shabbos until you write what?
Two osios.
Two osios. The only one who wrote one os.
One after the other.
No. He only wrote one os. The Gemara says that all he did was remove the spitz of the dalid, and then he has a resh.
When did he write the dalid?
Somebody else wrote the dalid. Some idiot wrote the dalid because, you know, he doesn't need a dalid. He needs a resh. So Divrei Yechezkel says that there's only one way of understanding this Gemara. And that's Rashi's way. Rashi was bothered by this question. Says Rashi, why you chayev on Shabbos for getting rid of that extra spitz, and now you have a resh? Says Rashi, because havile kikosav os achas vishlima l'sefer. He refers to a Gemara here about 10 lines up, and the Brisa says the following. Normally, you're only chayav in ksiva for how many?
Eight.
Two osios, minimum. But there's one case, says the Brisa, where you're chayav for writing one os. And what's that? Kosav os achas vishlima l'sefer. He's mashlim into the sefer. Says Rashi, the afagav lo haviel hagosos achas. How could the Gemara say in the name of Rav that not lo legago litago shel dalit vaso reishis chayv on Shabbos? After all, that's only os achas. Says Rashi, afilu b'dover muat chayv. In this case, he's chayv. Why? Hoil v'zet tikun sefer. The also liodim lahashos sefer sheina muga mishum al tishko v'olecha avlo v'havile. Kosav os achas v'shlimo l'sefer d'avrinu li'el b'chayov. What happened to Yechiel, by the way? I thought I...
You had to go somewhere.
Oh. I thought I was guilty. I asked him to print something out for me.
He didn't run away from you. Right?
No, I asked him to do me a favor, print something out, and he was having trouble finding it. So I'm thinking, maybe he's still there in the office trying
that's
to...
That's why I told you to take advantage of him quickly, because he's going to disappear.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant take advantage of quickly because we're going to have to start shear. Okay.
No.
Fine. Oh, says the Divrei Yechezkel. This was the raya of the Rashba. How did the Rashba know that in these cases you would be machshir the get? L'chora, as we asked in the Kasha, there's no raya from him because maybe this is a separate din in Shabbos. Right? Like the Ran says that Melechas Machshevas Osra Torah. So what was the Rashba's thinking? And again, we know that the Rashba agrees to the Ran, that there's a fundamental difference between Shabbos and Get. says the Divrei Yechezkel. The Rashba was asking Rashi's kasha. How is it possible that when you remove that tag on top of the dalet and you make it into a reishi yechayv, it's only one os? The answer is because it's shlimo l'sefer. Yeah, but a shlimo l'sefer only makes sense if what? What? No, forget about Shabbat. I'm just saying the concept, just those two words. Hishlimo l'sefer would only make sense if what? Anybody? I'm not asking for a rocket scientist. Yeah. Only if what? Only if the Sefer Torah is kosher.
Yeah, okay.
Are you with me on this?
Yeah. All right. You didn't think
of that. Okay. The whole reason why reducing the dalet to a resh is considered Melechet Shabbos is because you were mashlim it to the Sefer. What does that mean, mashlim to the Sefer?
That doesn't mean that's
it was possible before. Rashi quotes the pasuk of Al Tishka on the Be'olecha Avla. Right, you're not allowed to leave a Sefer Torah Shein Amuga Bershuso, and now it became a Sefer Torah Shlema, meaning a kosher Sefer Torah. If it's a kosher Sefer Torah, then it must be that this is Vekasav. You can't be Masher a Sefer Torah without Ksivah.
But why? You're the Masher of Midlaz the Sefer.
Only if it's kosher.
What is that kosher? It's a Chumash.
Okay. That's going to be my kasha. But before you get to my kasha, the Divrei Yechezkel understood that we're talking about a Sefer Torah. Because the Gemara before says Kosavos Achas Vishlimo Lesefer, and the Gemara is referring to a Sefer Torah. And the Gemara says if you added one letter that the Sefer Torah needed, and you mash the Sefer Torah, then you chayv on Shabbos. So the Divrei Yechezkel claims that the Rashba understood that this case of Rav on the bottom of the Amid of Notlo Litago Shel Dal Vaso Reish is the same case as Rashi identified it with the Gemara above. And that's the case of the Sefer Torah. Says the Divrei Yechezkel, that was the Raya of the Rashba. How did the Rashba know that if you take out the Gagol Shel Ches or that tag of the Dalet and you make it into a Reish, that must be kosher in Ksiva Sefer Torah? Because otherwise you wouldn't be Chayav in Shabbos. What do you mean you wouldn't be Chayav in Shabbos? Shabbos is Melechus Machsheves Asra Torah. The answer is, Melechus Machsheves are hidden in a hair, but you only wrote one else. The answer is you're only chayav because you were mashlim the sefer, says Rashi. And what does it mean to be mashlim the sefer? You took a sefer Torah that was possible, you made it into kosher. It must be, says the Divrei Yechezkel, that that's called v'kasav. If it wasn't called v'kasav, then it wouldn't be a kosher sefer Torah. A brilliant chap of the Divrei Yechezkel, again, assuming not like Alan for the time being, because I'm going to ask Alan's question, but I didn't know Alan was going to ask it. I was hoping to stun you, but okay. Alan is more brilliant than I am. But assuming that Vishlima, Rashi identifies this sugya of Rav at the end of the Amud with five lines earlier where it says Vishlima l'sefer, that what Rashi meant to say was we're talking about a Sefer Torah. So in other words, I can derive Hilchos Hechsher Sefer Torah of a Kosav from Shabbos. But why? Because we're talking about one letter. So I have two kashas here on the Divrei Yechezkel. One kasha is that the Rashba didn't prove his thesis from the Gemara of Reish and Dalet. The Rashba says, I'll read it to you again, Mehosh Aminon Debechai Gavno Lo Mikri Chok Tochos. Right? Why? She'eno Ela Kemafrid Ben Shtei Osios Dvukos. What's he referring to? Gagol Shel Ches. In the case of Gagol Shel Ches, he already has two letters. Which two letters does he have?
Zion.
Two Zions. Is Vimela, you can't ask me a question, well, he only wrote one letter. He wrote two letters. So the whole raya of the Rashba falls. Meaning, what the Divrei Yechezkel is forcing us to do is to rewrite the text. That when the Rashba said, Mikan Shav Inon, he wasn't referring to the sugya of Rav Sheshes, of Notlo Legago Shel Ches, but rather he was referring to the sugya of Rava of Notlo Letago Shel Dalet.
But I think the
Rashba doesn't say that, though. That's the minor problem.
But the Rashba can prove his point from Get, because
what do you mean from Get?
We're trying to get this puzzle.
No, the Rashba says the following, that the get would be kosher. If you had a get, you need two zayins, and you remove the gago, it's kosher. Says the Rashba, how do I know this? Because you chayv in Shabbos. So the Divrei Yecheskel asked, what do you mean Shechayev and Shabbos? Shechayev and Shabbos goes from Leches Machsheves. And I'll prove it to you, because the Rashi himself says that in Diyar got me Sikri Yechayev and Shabbos, even though it's possible and get. So you see, he's operating with the Ran. So if he's operating with the Ran, says the Divrei Yecheskel, then how could the Rashi possibly prove anything about Ksiva from the fact that Yechayev and Shabbos? So what does Divrei Yecheskel answer? He says, because if it didn't qualify as Ksiva, then the Sefer Torah would be possible. And the Sefer Torah would be possible. He couldn't possibly be chayav on Shabbos because he only wrote one os, and you can't be chayav for writing one os. Yeah.
But there's a different proof. The other proof is he would be the Rashba and the Yecheskel would say that it's only because we're talking about by the chsimas ha'edim. And that's why I ask you carefully if you were talking about the Sefer or you're talking about the Ksima, because the Psula in the Ksima is not because it's Dio al Gabi Sikra, it's because he's not writing his own writing and he can't, it's not Nigger later on to be able to get Aegis on the star.
Okay. So you want to say the shit, you want to let me say it?
No, I'm just asking.
The difference between me and you, Alan, is I have to justify my salary. You know. So it's easy for you to say the shit, but now I have to say the shit.
No, isn't that possible?
What he's saying? Again, Gavaldik Achidish. I mean, this was going to be my big bomb, but he already dropped the bomb. But if you didn't understand what he said, then I could still drop the bomb. Okay. So, Alan, from now on, you can go home because anything I say, I'm just reviewing what you just said. Okay. You don't have to waste your time here. Okay. Oh, so, again, let me go over my problems. I have two problems with the Divrei Yecheskel. First of all, the Divrei Yecheskel is quoting a sugya of Rava with regard to the dalit that he takes off the target and makes it to a resh. The Rashba proves it from the case of Gago Shalches. That was my first objection. Second objection is I don't believe that Rashi has in mind a Sefer Torah over here. Rashi's talking about all Svarim. There's Halach in Svarim. You know, you have the Tanakh. You're not allowed to leave a Sefer Shenem Muga because people might read it and study from it, and that would be an Avla. Because if Rashi meant Lahash Sefer Torah, why does he quote the Halacha also Liyadam Lisha Lahash Sefer Shenem Muga? That Halacha doesn't apply to a Sefer Torah. It applies to any Sefer in Tanakh. And if that be the case, then the whole point of the Divrei Yecheskel falls by the wayside. Oh. So the Mela Rabosai, we're back to square one, and we don't understand the Rashba.
There's a third.
But one second, before I try to understand the Rashba, I just wanted to figure out one thing here. My mind just, if you're holding that it's not a Sefer Torah, so why is he chayv for one os? He's chayv for one os because he's mashing the Sefer. In other words, that's enough of a chashit. So it has nothing to do with Vakasav. Rashi's not talking about Vakasav. Rashi is talking about the chashivas of his ksiva. And the chashivas of his ksiva is built on the fact that he circumvents the violation of Al Yisha Adam Sefer Shena Muga Bershuso. And that gives it a certain chashivas. And therefore, even though he only wrote one os, Vibalt with that one os, he can alleviate the iser of Shehiya Sefer Shenemuga, therefore he's chayev on Shabbos. But that doesn't prove anything about Vikasav. And if the Rashba holds that Vikasav requires a maisa ksiva, and therefore Yoah Gabi Sikra is not kosher in get, so then why does the Rashba have any justification to prove from our sugya that since you're chayev in Shabbos for removing the gag, etc., etc., therefore it would qualify as ksiva? On the contrary, no. The standards of ksiva are way different than those of Shabbos. Okay.
Is there one other possibility?
Just one second. Alan, you got to give me a chance.
Okay.
You know, again, as I've said to you a million times, I have negius to say a shia. That's what I get.
In
Mirtz Hashem, one day you'll be a magid shia, and you'll also feel the same thing. I can't say the shia.
I'm assuming I'm wrong, and you can show
no,
me.
No. I can't. I got to develop an idea. Okay. Again, I've been asking this for years, and I still think you don't cop it.
Okay.
That I'm a human being, and I'm trying to develop ideas, and you got to give me a chance,
right.
Okay?
That's
what I'm trying to do. Okay. So here's the way I want to suggest. Li'olam, the Rashba agrees with the Rambam. the Rambam is correct. There's a fundamental difference, and the Ran is correct. There's a fundamental difference between what? Between Shabbos and Get. And therefore the Rashba would hold that in Sikra al Gabidyo you're chayev in Shabbos, but it's not a kosher get. Just 1 second. I lost my train. Just give me a minute. I'm sorry. I should say just the other way around. I'm sorry. There's a mathematical thing here, and I don't want to. If I lose this point, if the Rashba agrees with the Ran, that as far as Shabbos is concerned. Sorry, it's not going to work yet. I thought I had it. No. I'm just saying, if I go with the Ran and I say the Rashba holds like the Ran, that means that you need a Maisik Siva in Get and in Sefer Torah. So why would you be Chayev on Shabbos for Diolach Avisik? If Diolach Avisik is not a Maisik Siva. Ella, what on Shabbos? All you need is what is a ksav. So how does he prove anything from Gago Shulches? Oh, okay. So scratch what I just said. Let's start from the beginning. The whole thesis of the Divrei Yechezkel is that there's a fundamental distinction between the Maisik Siva and the ksav. In Kol HaTorah Kulo you need what? A Maisik Siva. And in Shabbos all you need is the Ksav. So the fundamental premise of the Divrei Yechezkel is that Dio Al Gabi Sikra is a Ksav, even though it's not a Maisik Siva. Are you with me on that? Everybody have that? I'll just repeat that one more time. The fundamental premise on which the whole structure of the Divrei Yechezkel is premised is that although Dio Al Gabi Sikra is not a Maisik Siva, nevertheless on Shabbos Yechayev because it's a Ksav. Okay. So let me open up a Rambam for you. And the Rambam says the following. Perek Dalet Mihilchus Gerushin. I think it's, again, it depends on which Madura my Marma Kosi got. Halach of Vav. The Rambam says the following. This is the Rambam of Chok Tochos. And the Rambam says he's got two cases of get. His first case is Chafar HaGet Al Aluach. He has other cases, Al Evan, Al Atas. What he does is he digs out a letter. He digs out a letter. Do you follow me? So the letter is actually on the bottom, if you know what I'm saying. And he says kosher. And I'll tell you why it's kosher in just a second. I'm going to skip the three words in the Rambam. Then he writes, in the opposite case, im chofar, ad sheyira hayirechos gvoos mikan umikan. In other words, what he dug is not the letter itself, but rather it presents the letter. The
letter's a bullet.
Is eno get. Now, I skipped three words and I skipped another three words. The three words that I skipped are to explain what's good. Why is it valid in the first case where he digs out the letters? And then I skipped the three words in the Rambam as to why in the case of Chok Tochos where he digs out so that the letters protrude, it's not a get. So the Rambam says the following. I'll read it again. Chakak haget al aluach. He digs out the osios. Kosher. Shezek savhu. Then he writes, in the case of Chotokos, Eino get. She'ein zek sa. Now, according to the Divrei Yechezkel, there's something not right here in this Rambam. The Rambam should have said the following. That chakikas ha'os ha'rezek siva. That's a ma'isek siva. But chakika in such a way, ad she'e ha'ksav boled, eino ksiva. That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that in the first case of chok yirechos, that's called a ksav. And in the second case of chok tochos, the Rambam says ein zeh ksav. It means, I think, that the Rambam combines A plus B, whereas the Divrei Yechezkel was insisting that the Shitas HaRambam and the Ran was to differentiate between A and B, between the Maisek Siva and the Ksav, whereas in Kol HaTarkul you need a Maisek Siva, and Shabbos all you need is a Ksav. The Rambam is telling you that it all depends on whether you have a Ksav or not. In other words, from the Rambam's perspective, if you didn't do a Maisek Siva, then you don't have a Ksav. And the Rambam is therefore postulating that in the case of Chok Yirechos, of Chok Tochos, excuse me, since there's no Ksiva, therefore that's not called a Ksav. A Pele V'chidish. Meaning, I would have said that, okay, Chok Tochos maybe is not a Maisek Ksiva, but it's certainly a Ksav. I mean, the Osios are there. No, the Rambam says if the Osios came by themselves, that's not called a Ksav. Ksav means through a Ksiva. And if the Ksav is not through a Ksiv, it's not a Ksav. So Mimela, if let's say we apply this logic to the Rajba, then we could say the following, that the Rajba says that in Shabbos, you cannot possibly be chayav for Melecha Shabbos unless there's a Ksav. And the Rambam holds it's not a ksav until you have a maisek siva. And if the so the Rashba says the following: if removing the gagol shel ches is chayav on Shabbos, then it must be that we have what? A ksav. You listening to me? In other words, it must be a ksav. So we have therefore an interdependence. Ksav depends upon ksiva, and if in Shabbos you'll be chayav, the reason is because it's a ksav, but the Rambam holds it's not a ksav unless you have ksiva. It must be that erasing the gagol shel ches is a ksav, says the is a ksiva,
right.
And says the Rashba, if it's a ksav and therefore it's a ksiva because it's haba atalia, therefore it's going to be kosher and get. That's the proof of the Rashba. Oy bazoy, what are we going to do with the Rashba about chsimas ha'edim d'yo al gabi sikra? Why is that excluded in get? And the answer is that there are two halachas in ksiva. Is the olam aware of a famous world famous tshuva of Rabbi Kivega? Rabbi Kivega wants to know whether ksiva is kedibur dami. Did you ever hear this? Let's say and you're in the middle of I don't know what, and you're not allowed to speak. Can you write something? And Rabbi Kivega has rayas coming out of your gazoos in both directions. He has some proofs that ksiva is considered dibur, other proofs that ksiva is not considered dibur. His final maskana is lachumra, that ksiva is considered dibur. But there are two types of ksav. There's one ksav that has dibur to it, one ksav that's irrelevant to dibur. For example, if I'm writing a text, okay, you're able to read it, but I don't have to read it. However, in the no, you with me, Michael? Did I lose you?
What did you say? I'll say
I'm saying like this. If let's say I would write two letters such that you could read them,
yes.
There's no necessity here for to say that I'm a medaber. I'm not a medaber. I give you a book and you read the book. Where do we require that the ksiva itself is a dibur? That's an edus. That's a separate halach in edus. What does it mean? I'm not just telling the bezdin here, look at this ksav. I'm communicating the ksav. That's the greatness of a shtar, that a shtar is a way of testifying through ksiva. So now it's not enough to create a ksiva. I need a ksiva kedibur dami. So let's go back to square one. The Rashba would, as a general rule, would accept an equation between Shabbos and Kol HaTorah and Vekasav. And the Rashba is forced into that position based on the fact that, like the Rambam, he holds that if it's not a Maisa Ksiva, then it's not a Ksav. And the reason why Chok Tochas is possible in Get is because it's not a Ksav. No, if it's not a Ksav, you wouldn't be Chayav and Shabbos. So the Rashba asked himself the question, if so, why are you Chayav and Shabbos for Gago Shalches? So the Rambam answers, because that's considered a ksiva, with his whole oneness about the fact that the two letters were written, right? The two zainim were written. Oh, now you can ask people, why does the Rashba accept in two places, in Masechta Gittin, he accepts the premise of the Rambam that in Dior Gavi Sikra, you're Chayav and Shabbos, but it would not qualify for Chasimah Zayinim. And the answer is, that's the exception to the rule. Eino Chinami, there is a Ksav here. There has to be a Ksav. Because otherwise you wouldn't be Chayav for Dior Gavi Sikra and Shabbos. Ella, why is it not a Ksav as far as Get is concerned? The answer is because in Hilchas Gittin we need a Ksiva Sheyesh La Dibur. And a ksiva sheyesh la dibur could not be engendered even by a maisa ksiva. Again, it's a maisa ksiva and it's a ksav. And in Shabbos Yechayev. But as far as get is concerned, there's a special halacha that you need what kind of ksiva? Not just the regular ksav, but a ksav sheyesh bo dibur. And a ksav sheyesh bo dibur cannot be created if the osios were already there. So it comes out, according to this pshat in the Rashba, in Sefer Torah, you would be kosher, it would be kosher like in Get, in the case of Sikra al-Gabi Dio. So let's say, for example, you need Lishma in the Shemus, whatever it is. So Ruve wrote the letters Shalom Lishma, now Shimon writes on top of it, Dio al-Gabi Sikra Lishma, that would be Machshir the Sefer. And the Raya is because Yechayev and Shabbos in such a case, because the Rashba accepts the absolute equation between Shabbos and Get, namely, that if there's no Maisa Ksiva, then there's no Ksav. And in order to be chayav on Shabbos for a ksav, you need a maisa ksiva, which is exactly what you need in Kol Torah Kula. But in Get, there's an exceptional halacha that it's not enough to have a ksiva and a ksav, but rather I need what? Mm-hmm. I need a ksiva sheyesh bo dibur, because that's how God is Eidus. And a chasima, which is not an original chasima, even though it's a ksiva, and even though it's a ksav, that doesn't qualify as a ksiva sheyesh lo dibur. Oh. Well, why is this not good? In other words, I like it, right? But I have a kasha. What's my kasha? If this be the case, then why does the Rashba tell me that Gago Shel Ches is Chayev, meaning that constitutes a ksiva, because he already has the two osios, but on Shabbos, how can you be Chayev if there already were two osios? Meaning the second kash of the Divi Yecheskel is chozer v'niyah. I haven't really solved my problem yet. Eino chinami, the Rashba accepts an absolute equation between v'kosav and ksav, between get and shabbos. That's fine. That much we can answer the first kasha of the Divi Yecheskel. We can even understand how, therefore, the Rashba proves that get would be kosher when you remove the Gago Shel Ches, based on our sugya that you're chayev in Shabbos. But what I don't understand is why you're chayev in Shabbos. Because the Rashba is claiming that there already were two osios there. And if there already were two osios, that's why it's not called Chok Tochos, according to the Rashba. Because Chok Tochos means when you create osios. But if there already were two osios, that's not Chok Tochos. Then paradoxically, why are you chayev in Shabbos for such a thing? Just one second, sorry. In the case of get, you see, What the Rashba is saying is the following. When was this get written? Not on Shabbos. So if the get was written on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, somebody wrote on the get a ches. He created two zainim, and then he created an ink blot on top of the two zainim, a gak. So the Rashba will say the following, that when you remove the gag, now the original ksiva of the two zainim is machshir the get. Same thing in Sefer Torah. So where's the vikasav? The Rashba is saying by removing the gag, you now have a vikasav based on the two letters that you had before. And it's not chok tochis because those two letters were written on the parchment as opposed to chok tochis where you never wrote two letters. But in the case of Shabbos, I got a big problem. Because when did he write the two zainim? During the week? So why is he chayv on Shabbos for removing the gag of shel ches? Meaning, in get I can understand very well why you could be, how you could be machshir get by removing the gag of shel ches. Because what you're saying is that there was a vakasav on those two zainim yesterday, on a weekday. And that's fine. Just the only problem is I can't read those two zainim, so now I remove the gag, and now the ksiva that's chal in the get is chal through the two zainim on the first round of ksiva. But I don't have the luxury of doing that in Shabbos, because on Shabbos I need a ksiva of two osios, and I can't be mitzarif the ksiva of the two osios from Friday, because that was pure heter. So what's he doing? Now he's going to be machshir what? There's no chefzer to be machshir. In the case of get, you can be machshir the chefzer the get because by virtue of the two osios, the two zainim that he wrote, there was nothing wrong with that. The problem is that there's an ink blot that makes it into a ches, so he removes the ink blot. Avela with silu kakesem, which he calls greda, right, to be gore, that itself is now machshir the get through the original ksiva of the two osios. But in the case of Shabbos, I can't apply that because I'm not talking about Hechsher.
What are you talking about Sefer Torah? Is he,
but let's say in the case of Hishlima L'Sefer, then maybe what we could say is the following. But again, I don't know if that's going to help me in the Rashba, because the Rashba is talking about two cases here. He's talking about the Gagol Shulches. But let's say in the case of the Reish, if we assume that he's now being Mashlim a Sefer, so the Rashba is saying the following, that on Shabbos, yeah, no, it's only going to help me halfway. It'll only at the end of the day help me to explain why the Sefer is kosher. The Sefer is kosher because he wrote a Reish, and now unfortunately some ink spilled and he's got a Dalit. He needs the Reish, so he removes the Gago Shel Reish. And that's not the phrase, he uses the Tag Shel Reish. And he ends up with a Dalit, and he ends up with what? With a Reish. So the original Reish was written and was Machshir the Sefer Torah. That's fine. But why would he be Chayv and Shabbos for that? Because in Shabbos you need a ksiva of an os. Where was the ksiva of the os? Yesterday he wrote a dalid or a resh. So why is he chay for that on Shabbos?
I think it's possible.
Because again, the whole premise that we're working with is that you're only chay on Shabbos for ksivas osios. Because it's not a ksav unless there was a maisik ksiva. If that be the case, why would you be chay on Shabbos?
Because I think, it's possible that it's specifically because he uses the case of a gago shelches, because the gago shelches, when you remove it, you end up with two zayin. And
right.
I may be wrong, but it's possible that in all the called Sefer Torah Kula, the only time you'll find two zayin together is in mezuzos, and there's a halacha of lemafreya before that, so you wouldn't be yotze, it wouldn't be machshir Sefer Torah anyway. And so, but if it was in any other letter but the gago shelches, That it would be kosher.
Why? Well, what's special about the Gagol Shel Ches?
Because when you take the Gagol Shel Ches, you got the two Zion and Zion, and the only place I think there's two Zion in the Sefer Torah is in the word mezuzos, and there's a special halacha by Kriyat Shema that the you can't.
So again, why is he chayv in Shabbos, Alan? That's my question.
What?
Why is he chayv in Shabbos?
He's chayv on Shabbos. Yeah. If he removing the Gagol Shel Ches, he's got two Zionim.
Right, but why is that called ksiva? Again, the whole premise of the Rashba is that that doesn't constitute ksiva. He's already written the two osios.
Yeah.
So the Rashba would say in Hilchus Gim, that's okay, because he wrote those two osios, and they can be mitzarif to be machshir again.
Yes.
But in the case of Shabbos, how can you generate a chiyu for someone who didn't write two osios? No, we're talking about Melechus ksiva here. Yeah, the whole premise of the Rashba is that we're going to derive that definition of ksiva from Shabbos, that yichai for ksiva.
Yeah, but you're saying that he would be saying that it would be machshir to say for Torah if not for that.
But that's okay. I don't mind that so much. But what I mind is how is yichai on Shabbos? That's, I can't figure that out.
Oh,
the Rashba is saying that he already wrote the two osios. So why?